This is Every Man's Battle with Stephen Arterburn. Stephen Arterburn is the best-selling author of over 50 books, including the Every Man's Battle series concerning men's moral integrity issues.
Jesus modeled the necessity of connection. Yes, he spent much time fasting, praying, and connecting with God the Father. But Jesus also connected with those around him. He purposefully surrounded himself with a supportive community and called upon them often. Guys, if anyone could have advocated the "I only need God" position, it would have been Jesus. He's the sinless, perfect man, completely at one with God. Yet he neither spoke nor lived that way. In the Garden of Gethsemane, on the night before his death, Jesus modeled the dual need for connection with God and with others. He was in deep prayer with his Father, but he also wanted his disciples to watch and wait with him, something they found impossible to do. The Lord also moved ahead with connection when he could have separated himself from others. He wanted little children to come to him. He spoke to women at wells who were involved in sin and whom society deemed beneath him. He plucked despised men out of trees to have dinner with him. He fellowshipped with his 12 and ate with the masses. He went where the sick were and connected with them there. When he sent out his men to reach the world, he didn't send them out alone. He sent them out in pairs, connected to each other. Men, if you're followers of this perfect man, wouldn't you do well to heed and emulate his repeated displays of the need for connection? These thoughts are from the book, Healing is a Choice.
This has been Every Man's Battle with author, speaker, and New Life Ministries founder, Stephen Arterburn. If you'd like information about New Life's Every Man's Battle workshops that help men achieve sexual integrity, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. This Every Man's Battle program has been sponsored by New Life Ministries.